The Jade City Pharaoh is back. In today's story, superhero Harold M.F. Jones faces dangerous provocateurs who want to discredit peaceful protesters. The Jade City Pharaoh, Episode 2, Walking the Line.
Martin Luther King once said, "The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice." I would add, only if there's someone there to bend it. Hood villains and death dealers, change is coming to Jade City, wearing a green cape. And Harold M.F. Jones, the Jade City Pharaoh, is bringing it.
Stanley Johnson, supreme intellect, my best friend, electronics genius and subway vendor, has moved his cart to the steps of City Hall where protesters wait anxiously. Today, the City Council votes on whether or not to make cuts in the pensions and healthcare benefits of city workers. As the resident superhero, I'm trying to remain neutral. I've come today to make sure that regardless of the council's decision, cooler heads prevail. Preem.
Yeah, what's up, play?
Who's this?
Come on, dog. Introduce me, Preem.
All right. This here, Kid Delight.
What's up?
Just trying to get that paper, you know? I work at the library doing data entry, stacking books and such. But I'm really a rapper, though. That library thing, like my secret identity. I know you know about having a secret identity. Anyway, I'm working on this song about you. And well, yo, check. Bad guys want to keep it on the straight and narrow. Don't want to deal with the Jade City Pharaoh. Harold fly through in the green cape apparel. Soul Sonic fist bust up to the bone marrow. Check. What? That's that flame right there. That's the hotness.
It's something.
I knew you was going to feel it. Anyway, listen out for it. I call it Harold Jones is that deal. Aight? Yo, I'm out, Preem. Thanks for introducing me, dog. Mr. Jones, get that paper, yo!
Preem.
Hey, don't look at me like that. Man, that kid been begging me to meet you since 8 o'clock this morning. You ought to be happy somebody writing a song about you. And that kid could be the next Fonte or something.
Or not. Toss me a Gatorade, would you? How many people you think are out there? 1,000?
More than that. Man, every city worker's out there from sanitation to city parks and rec.
How do you think the vote will go?
5-4 in favor of the cuts. Man, they about to go straight Lizzie Borden on the pension fund. Probably got their hatchets all polished up and sitting on the table.
How many times have I said elections have consequences? I did my best to get the vote out. I canvassed. I even volunteered to fly people to the polls. Still, the turnout was low, and now the proverbial chickens are coming home to roost.
I hear you, Malcolm Jr., but you see all these people out here. Man, that means something. It means a whole hell of a lot. Better to stand up late than to not stand up at all. And who knows? Maybe we get somebody on that council to change their mind. And as the good Reverend Jesse would say, keep hope alive, son.
Looks like they're getting ready to start the speeches.
My name is Doris Whitehurst. I've been a teacher at Douglas High School for 30 years. When the jobs went overseas and the factory shut down, I stayed right here. Someone had to. Someone had to teach these children who gave a damn.
Hey, excuse me. Move out the way, yo.
Excuse you.
So y'all see Harold Jones, man?
It amazes me that some of our council members failed to realize that behind every number on a budget is a living human being, flesh and blood, with a family and loved ones.
Yo, don't move out the way, man. Where Harold at?
I can't afford to pay $500-$600 more dollars a month for health insurance if they roll back my health care package. Our oldest, James, just started college this fall. And damn it, his future is more important than a tax break to some private-owned company so one of these greedy council members can get a campaign contribution.
Mr. Jones, I just seen 2 U-Haul trucks pull up behind the courthouse.
And?
Men got out dressed like protesters, but they were carrying sticks with no signs attached, yo. Get what I'm saying?
They're gonna go into the crowd and start a fight. Man, discredit the whole rally.
Not on my watch.
Oh, hell no, man. It's Hal Jones.
Damn, dude. Let's go.
Put the sticks down, get in the trucks, and go back to where you came from.
What? You're supposed to be scared of you because you got on a little sissified green cape?
Your mama like it.
Get that mother...
Get up.
I, man. You're choking me. You got it. You got it.
Who sent you?
Man.
I said who sent you.
B.C.
The beef cooker? Why does he care about a labor rally?
Somebody paid him to. Look, man, I told you what you wanted. You gonna let me go?
Sure. Take that with you.
Oh, son! You see how Harold did him, son? Whoa!
Give me a sign, Preem.
Oh, so much for superhero neutrality.
Mr. Jones, you one bad motherfucker.
What it do, world? It's your boy, Kid Delight, giving credit where credit is due. The Jade City Pharaoh was created and written by my man, Howard L. Crabb. Yo, Hal, get my SAG card, son. Put me in some more episodes. This joint is produced by Lindsay Foster Thomas. Sister so bad, she got two last names. And on the audio board, we got the lovely Robin Copley. Executive producers Frank Stay Show repping the real 5 days a week on WUNC. Tune in and learn something, all right? Acknowledge the knowledge, baby. Today's episode, Walking the Line, featured Kashif, Don't Start None, Won't Be None Powell, Elizabeth Mad Skills, Lewis Corley, Gil, Do It All, Face Son, and Mike the Masterful Wiley as a super spectacular MF Jones. And we out of here, like black sitcoms on the WB, you know what I mean? Peace. Two fingers.
Join us again next Thursday at this time for the Jade City Pharaoh. Next week, the Jade City Pharaoh Christmas special. That's the state of things for today. Thank you for listening. Our website is stateofthings.org. You can go there to find out what's going on. You can listen to past editions of the program as well. State of Things is produced by Amber Nimix and Alex Granados. Robin Copley is our technical director. Managing editor Lindsay Foster Thomas. Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.